We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shimem Hei, the Halachos of the Dal Rishuyos, on page 396. Simchi Dal, Israel Carmelis. Now moving on to what's a Carmelis. We spoke about Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabbim, and now a Carmelis. So Carmelis is a Mokim She'in Hilich Rabbim. It's not a place where the public goes. You could go in Yam, the ocean, the Bika, the valley, Vitzavonis, Vitztabo, what's those things? Pirush. In the parentheses, Vitzavonis is a Mokum Shalafne Achanuyas. It's the place in front of the store, Shishim Shemasechim, that the merchants sit over there. Vitztabo, who Mokum Shemanichim Lom Prakmachia, it's the place where they put on the merchandise. Continues the Mechama, which Shalafne Amudim Shasram, which are in front of the beams that are in the public domain. Vidachava Arba, and it's 4 Tvachim wide. Vigavoyim Shalashav Adasar, and its height is from 3 till 10 Tvachim. And the Karen Zobas is Mechel Rishus Rabim, the corner that's near the Rishus Rabim, says Ramok Kugin Mavoy, is like, for example, these alleyways, Shishlam Shalosh Mechitzes, that have three partitions, Ve'ilam Lechay Akar Berevias, and they don't have a side beam or a cross beam on the fourth side, that's the Torah. Ketin Zemechaber Rishus Rabim Shem Bekairo, or you have a public domain, but it's roofed, or Ve'tel Shish Ba'abar Alaba, or you have a mound that's 4x4 tvachim wide, but it's not 10 tvachim high. Or a ditch, that's 4 tvachim wide, but it's not 10 tvachim deep. So we said, what's a Carmelis? It's a place where the Rabbim doesn't go. So we said, for example, the ocean, something is a river. Even though water doesn't nullify partitions, so why would this make it not a Rishus Rabim? There's something you can say, the Chol Chodesh and Meshupa, any ditch that's not slanted, Kedei, Shei, Slakit, Goyba, Sar, Tfachim, and Tachab, Amas, that it could gather a height of 10 Tfachim within a distance of 4 Amas. Why Rishus Yachid? It's not a private domain. Meaning, to the contrary, it should be Rishus Yachid, because it has to do with dimensions. So why is there a Carmelis? Because it doesn't have those, that angle of accessibility of its walls. Now, Matzor is Kamash Eitzel Svasai near the edge in Amikol Kach Tekev. It's not so deep right away. Kinkas Magen Avram. So that makes it that like as if these walls are not making it into Rishus Yachid. With Meiri Niskar Tam, Meiri mentions the reason because the walls are so far away from each other in Mitztarfa, so they're not combining Las Masha B'nei Rishus Yachid to make what's beneath them, but between them, meaning this river, as Rishus Yachid. Well, if he's according to this, Afilim Eitzel Svasai Amak. Even if near its edge, it's deep. Gamkin in Rishus Yachid, that term says, so according to his reasoning, according to the first reasoning, fine, that would make it into, because it's very steep. So the walls are considered walls of Ten Tvach. According to the Mogen Avraham's reason, it's still not Rishus Yachid, that term says, for this reason. Abanahar, a river, Avagav, Shtim Mechitza, in Rechekim Zemizu, even though the two partitions are not so far, but given the Idach Hashnaim, Rechekim Zemizu, Kamparses, but since the other two, which is the edge of the top opposite ends of the river, are very far. Many parts in the surface of Islam, they don't combine to these two walls. Now, even according to the words of Magen Avraham, rabbinically, Carmelis have a bchalinyan. For sure, the river is a Carmelis. Like it's obvious from him at the end of his words. Now, if there was a stream of water, a puddle of water, in the public domain, but Rishus Rabim alechus by now, the people they walk through that puddle. It may not be 10 tvachim, if it's not 10 tvachim deep, even though it's not 4 tvachim wide, and validate that through this rave medal gimaleho. So, therefore, people jump over it, and then they don't walk through it. Even so, that puddle is still going to be considered Rishus Rab. For then, same thing is, let's say there was a board over that little pond. When the other people cross over that, it's going to be Rishus Rab. Rashi Dav Kuf Mash Megitzas. Rashi sounds like a little bit. Do not have Rishus Rab. It's not a Rishus Rab. Elam Kain have any other Maseicha, unless many people walk through it. Now, Vimeder Kaka Muka Asar Lechavar Ba Tvachem. Now, if this pond was 10 tvachem deep and 4 tvachem wide, have a Carmelis then. So Carmelis Kama Yam says the Rambam Perikidal, just like the ocean, just like the sea. Is not sure to say directly lechumah of a Carmelis. Only stringently, it's like a Carmelis. Add the shalei loitzim and teich l'shus yachad, not to carry out tamid into Rishus Yachad. But biblically, actually, Rishus Yachad we would consider as Rishus Yachad. Sharatzin Lishna Gimel says in the Iri, sounds like them in the Torah, it's not Rosh Hashiach, because by Agam, a pond, the Mechitzes, the partitions are not, the cars are not recognizable, look over there, so therefore it won't be considered as Rosh Hashiach. Sivkot Mem Tes. Or another example of a caramel is Zubika, which is a Mokum Sadis area of fields, and Mokum Mechitzes, which are the plains that are not surrounded with partitions. Sivkot Nun. Or we said it's Tavonis and it's Tabo, which are these areas where they sell stuff that is Shlofnei Amudim in front of the beams, which Amudim Hemoim Rishas Rabim. These are the beams that stand in the Rishas Rabim. But Toilim Matagorim Parakmatia. The merchants would hang on them their merchandise. Betzlam Hoyo Itztabois. And near them were these Itztabois, these platforms where they would sell. They would put their merchandise. Now, Mehinim and Devim Machabah, from the words of Machabah Shalizocha, Din, the Bein Amudim, doesn't mention Halacha between the pillars. Mashma sounds like the Sri Lay that he holds, the Bein Amudim Atzman, that actually that area between the Amudim is Nidu Krishna's Ram, as Halacha Krishna's Ram, because Ram like the Bein Ramam. But most Halacha authorities, they rule the Gam Bein Amudim, that even between the Amudim, Abakab the Zimna, the Dazir Ram, even though at times the people are stepping there. But Kimish in a hill of Noyach Kolkach, since the walking there is not so convenient, Shahoy Amudim Harba Ba'ayach Berech, because there were many beams there in the length and the width. Zeshlik and Egezeh, this one not opposite this other one. So it's very difficult to walk through. So then Carmelis Dami, so then it's similar to a Carmelis. Because it's not convenient to walk through over there. Sivkot and Nun Aleph. And we said that these it's Tavonis and it's Tabo, Pirchava Vachulu, that it's four Tvachim wide. Why then same thing is Lin it's Tavonis, same halacha for it to be a Carmelis. Sivkot and Nun Beis, that it's a width of Arba, and Vigavaya Vachulu, and it's a height from 3 Tvachim to 10 Tvachim. Because to be Ein Ruchav Arba, because it's not 4 Tvachim wide, then actually Himakom Ptur. It's actually an exempt area. Sharti Eisnun Ches brings this from Beseisub, and he says Rashba is not sure that maybe by the Itztaba, by these tables that are front of the pillars, even when it's not 3 Tvachim wide, it's also not Rishas Ram, because it's not convenient for the utility over there. You know, there in front of the Amudim, look over there. We continue this Mishmur, so if I'm in the Gebay Shleisha, if it's not 3 Tvachim wide, he says he Rishas Ram, it's Rishas Ram. If it's 10 Tvachim high, then he Rishas Hayach, then it's actually Rishas Yach, it can not be Seviyot, like we already said in Seviyot. So it's specifically between 3 and 10. And 10. Sivkot Nun Gimel, like we said, the Ad Asar, but 10 Tvachim, now married, it's Tomah, Ein Rab Makas Mala, that the people don't use it to shoulder their loads on it, because the Lavachik gives them. Now, but Tisha, then already when it's 9 Tvachim, Mechim Tisha Ad Asar, also from 9 till 10, that that's the Yeshayim, and not be Seviyot, according to the Yeshayim and Seviyot, that Rishas Rab, then actually would be Rishas Rab. Sivkot Nun Dal, and we said that when you have a Karen Zavis, a corner that's near the Rishas Ram, which Ramos said, Sivkot Nun Dalet, Kugoyim B'chulav, for example, these Mavois have three Mechitzes, and there's no Lechi occur on the fourth wall. Now, B'yesh Oit Pirish B'Rashi, now there's another interpretation of Rashi, Kugoyim Sheikhnas Abayis L'Toichai, where someone withdrew his house from his property line, B'neich Mekakoy L'Rishas Ram, and he left from his property to the Rishas Ram. That's a Carmelis because it's not Rosh Hashanah. People don't generally go there. And it's not Rosh Hashanah because he withdrew his house. Or Inam, another approach is Bayis, a house, Shaponav Oymed Balachsen, where its face is on the diagonal. That is Shazobas Echad Smukhul Rosh Hashanah. One corner is near the Rosh Hashanah. But Sheinis, the second one is Meshuch Rosh Hashanah Lefnim, is withdrawn from the Rosh Hashanah with him. Zobas Abeletes, now, the corner, the diagonal that he made his house, that's sticking out. It makes it difficult for the rabbin to enter into that indentation from the other corner. So therefore, it's like it's this Carmelis, rabbinically prohibited area. Sivkot Nun Hei. Ve'en lem lechi v'chulu, like Rama says, and there's no lechi occur on the fourth side. Because the ihayu lechi, but there be a side post. Ha'yishas ha'yachad gam menatar l'nzrika. Then we consider it biblically as the Rishas ha'yachad regarding throwing. That is Shazarik, Mishas Ram, Techachab, there, but someone threw from Mishas Ram inside of it would be Chayb. The Gam, Shay Mutal Tatabatech, and also you'd be permitted to carry inside of it, could call Rishas Yachad, like any Rishas Yachad. The Carmel, because we hold Lech Mishas Mechitza. The side post is actually like a partition, so it's enclosed on all four sides. Even if it was just a cross beam, The Havla Rak Mishum Eker, which that's just like a recognition to realize that, hey, this is where the end of the Mavi is. But at least according to everyone, it's considered Shasi Yachid. We're going to carry Latalta Badech, the carrying side of it, come up with Shasi Yachid, like any other Shasi Yachid. Now, because of Rak, Latas Rambam. This is all according to the opinion of the Rambam. I was sorry, according to other places, come out there, Shasi through the three walls. Nasa Shasi Yachid, Gom Taira, comes a full fledged Shasi Yachid. Zerk Mishas Rambam, Taychachai, mean this even with like the Rambam saying, without Lecha Kaira, that if you threw from Mishas Rambam, Latech inside of Bechai, Bechai. A little tiltal awesome rabban, just without a lechi kaira, it would just be rabbinically rippin' in the karaka karmas like a karmas. So the devan Allah is regarding when there's no lechi kaira on the fourth side. Sivkat nun vav. Another example of karma says Machab is the Rishus Ram Shuhuma Kaira, which is Ruth, because the Ainu Dimla Digli Midbar. It's not similar to the camp that they had in the Midbar, Shlohi Makari Malala, which was not roofed on the top, so therefore wouldn't qualify as Rishus Ram. But rabbinically, it's, it has a lecha like a karmalis. Or a mound, a pile of shish by balaba that is 4x4, because the ilav hachay if it wasn't 4x4, the makam tur would be an exempt theoretically. Kamelik, we'll see later if you test. But sivkot nun chas v'nigvah asara is not 10 tefachim high, and so to a ditch the same idea. Now v'mayi b'tzimtzim tish it was exactly 9. Ein levels of yud that we said that would depend if rab makas balav. Siv tezvav bayis a house in toich asara where the interior is not 10 tefachim high. The kiruyoy mishlim al asara. Now its roof completes it to 10 tefachim. The yesh ba'abal ba'an. It's four by four tefachim in its width. Then toichay karmelis. Then its interior is a karmelis. Balgab rishus yachid. But on top of it, which is 10 tefachim, is going to be rishus yachid. Now from choiking ba'abal ba'an. Now if one digs in this little house, an area of 4x4, a fill of emtza, even in the middle of the house. Rachik is a continued of Kavtzartez Rav Menak Sama, far from the walls. Nasikul Rishos Yachad, then the whole thing becomes a Rishos Yachad. This is Mishbur Sib Godna test. So if you have a house that does not have an interior of 10, but its roof completes at the 10, V'yesh Barabah Labah, and it has 4x4 Tvachim, Hainu, that is Bechaloli, by its ear space. The aim Bechaloli Arabah Labah, because if you don't have an ear space 4x4, so in Al Toich Hashem Karmelis, then you wouldn't have on the interior a name of a Karmelis, which needs an area 4x4. The Shar Tzin Oysa Machima says, the way we wrote previously in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, name of the Achrayin, that regarding the interior, according to everyone, you need to have a Shir Dal Dal besides the Mechitzas. The Shar Tzin Oysa Machdal says, now regarding the roof, that it should be Rishas Yachid, Pasha, that it combines with this according to everyone, even the thickness of the walls, because that's a hold of the thing, it's like a, on top of a pile on top of the roof. Sivkot and Samach. So we said the toichli karmelis, the interior is a karmelis. Why? Because since for the interior, the walls are not 10 tefachim high, so that qualifies as a karmelis. Sharatin Leisamachay says that from Rashi. So Rabbi Nachman Ran, it's brought that since it's not fit for dwelling through the mechitza, it's like as if it doesn't have mechitzas. So we've cut in Samach Aleph. And Va'al Gaboy Rishos Yachar. On top of the roof, it's Rishos Yachar Kibbish Gaboy Shemasar, because since there it is 10 tefachim high. Now, if you dug in, that is Bekarka Bais Ba'amik, in the floor, in the ground of the house, in the depth, Lahashlam Shei Basar, that to complete that the interior should have a height of 10 tefachim. Sivkan Samach Yimafil Be'em Tzerocha B'kul, then even in the middle, far from the walls, Ritzlam, what it means to say is, even when it's more than 3 tefachim, they like when they do Kolovid, you can't say like Lovid, which is like, okay, as if it's touching, even so. Sagi, that's going to be enough.
Now, by the time, the reason is because the Shabbos is growing Shabbos, Ikak Veda, the primary particularity is that the domain that's inside of it should be Mishtamerish, it should be protected through the walls that surround it. Now, since the walls are on the outside are ahead of 10 Tvachim, and in that pit, wherever in the house it is, it's also a height of 10 tefachim up until the beams. Mikri ha-gumr, shos yachad gumr. So the pit is considered a bonfire, shos yachad, ushar, stod ha-chakak, shesaviv ha-gumr. Now the rest of the perimeter around that dug in spot, mikri chayr, shos yachad, it's called the crevices of shos yachad. Mikri shos yachad, that also has a lach of shos yachad, kidlal, except previous, b'zivdal, says the Rosh. Now, the Dvar Mashma, from his words, it sounds like, that if the walls were not 10 tefachim height from outside, then it would not be Rishos Yochad. Unless the pit was within 3 tefachim of the wall, I mean, love it, then we say that it's like as if it's connected, but it could give Asar tefachim. Then, says the Magram, it's like it has a height of 10 tefachim, which Sharatin Esamaglov says that it's even on the roof. Roof is not Rishos Yochad. But says the Mishnah Berurah, the Rabbi is stopping because the Rabbi is not sure about this. Which, as the Sharatin Esamaglov brings out his opinion, is that according to the Ran, that the height of the walls on the outside combines with the digging in that's in the pit for the measurement of Basara in all situations. Which the Dirshu 44 brings, the Chazanish writes, that it would seem that also that's the opinion of the Rush that's considered Rishos Yochad, even though the inner walls are not near the outer walls, one from the other within 3 tefachim. Look at what he explains in the words of the Rush. However, he writes over there that this halacha that you combine two parts of mechitzas, even though there's more than 3 tefachim between them, is only when there's a roof above them. But if there's no roof on the place that's on the side, then you don't combine two parts of walls if you have between them more than 3 tefachim. Now, if you have between them between 3 and 4 tefachim, the Chazanish is not sure, but then his maskana and elsewhere is that they combine, like the way it's written, Shana halacha, Sim, Shana ches, and look close in the Sefer Tikkun Mevayis. Bihalacha and the Vamaschal Kagun Yom. So he said, what's a carmelis? Like the ocean. So look at Mashbur Sivkot Memches, look at Magabram Sivkot Yodal, that he brings the name of the Rebbe Lazim Mitz, that if you have inside the ocean a pit that's 10 tefachim deep, it's a Rosh Hashanah Minat Torah. Sounds like the Ripas like Rabshim and Shabbos Dav Kuf. If you look in the Chadush Rashbi, you'll see that it's not so clear at all. Magabram concludes that, however, rabbinically, it has on it halacha of a carmelis, like a karfif that's not hukav ladira, even though it's enclosed, but it's not for dwelling purposes, like Prima Gun, which obviously is the case in the ocean. Look at Prima Gun, that in our situation, even if it's less than 2 sub, it's also carmelis. Look over there, which the Dirshu 42 brings, the Chaznish writes, that this that the Magadim writes, that has lach of the carmelis, is dafka if the pit is bigger than 2 sasayim. He writes that that's how the Machzor Shagal explains in the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Maschal Bayis She'ein Toichi Behulu, another case of a carmelis is if you have a house that doesn't have interior of tent fachim, which is explicit memra, which the Rif and the Rosh quote, and he says a wonder on the Rambam that doesn't say this in his halachas, this sif and shochan aruch. The maskel yesh by al ba, if it has 4x4, but it doesn't have a height of 10, the interiors are carmelis and the top, the roof is Rosh Hashayachin. Says from the end of the sif that he concludes vim chokuk by al ba, that you carve out, you dig in an area 4x4. It sounds like it's Toma where the house is very wide. You have room to dig in 4x4. And that's obviously in the Gemara that says this halacha, that the interior you don't carry only but Arba Amos. For this halacha, that on top of it should be Rosh Hashanah inside a carmelis, it's enough that has a totality of 4x4. A Dimaschal Tocha carmelis, so L'chayr, what he means to say is that if you're going to carry out from this to Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to be chayv. But in truth, he says, I'm not sure, maybe in the Torah, it is a Rosh Hashanah, which the Dirshu 45 brings the Malay Rayim writes that for sure it's Rosh Hashanah Natar. However, in Sharat Sin later on, Tefresh Chav Zayin sounds like that the interior is carmelis. That's the Chazanish writes, and he proved this from Sugi Shabbat of Zayin and Beis and from the Marsha. But Kapon says to be Alocha, maybe Natar is Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbanu Magalizer, that there should be a carmelis luchumra, stringently, meaning that you shouldn't carry but Arba Amos, even if it's very wide. The way the Gemara concludes, and this is a little bit of support for this, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't write in short that the interior is a carmelis and on top of Rosh Hashanah. This Machab writes Toich Karmelis, that is, that it's forbidden to carry out through the skylight in the roof to above the roof or to Rosh Hashanah that's near it, which Dirshu 46 brings that Chayr is Tomat, that specifically in the way that the skylight's not 4x4 Tvachim wide, because if it is Dal, then would be considered, the house would be considered as Chayr Rosh Hashanah, as the crevices of Rosh Hashanah, because it's open to the roof, which the roof is Rosh Hashanah, as Burton Shachalach later in Sef Design, that the roof that's a Karmelis makes the skylight from the house, that the roof is Chayr Shasiyachet. Halacha writes about it, that's talking about where the skylight is 4x4 Tvachim Wai. Now, even though you could differentiate that Dafka, the roof becomes Chayr Shasiyachet to the bias, since the bias is Iker, and the Gog is secondary to it, but a house does not come secondary to the roof. However, it's possible that since the ground of the roof is Rosh Hashanah, the house that does not have a height of 10 Tvachim is secondary to it, as Burton Chazanish, and regarding the Chulia Sabar, that if you have on top of the Chulia, the dirt that's around it, Oymen Meruba, more closed than the Chalal Havan, than the cavity of the pit, that then you don't need to come onto the reason that you could put a board on top of it and to utilize the air on top of it so that you can make it into Rosh Hashanah. Then the bar becomes Chayr Rosh Hashanah regarding the Chulia, which is Rosh Hashanah, because then the utility above is the primary, and so it's over here, the primary utility is going to be the roof. That's possible because the friendship between the bar that's secondary to what's on top of it to the interior of a house, that you can't say it's secondary to a roof. condition number 47, regarding carrying out from there to a different karmelis, according to the side that min ha-Torah, the halach of the bayis is like a karmelis, they would be permitted. And also according to the side that min ha-Torah has like halach like a shosi yachid, only mirabonin, it's a karmelis. The halach would be similar to carrying out from a place that's surrounded by three walls, which is shosi yachid min ha-Torah, according to most places, to a karmelis, which brought be halach later on sim shem avam, that they would be permitted. Some of the other deer shoes. Shoe number 37. Sharatian, Sivkun Nun Alev, is Mitzayin that this idea that because the Mechitzah are far from each other, that's how the Ritva writes in Nimn Ramban. Now, even if the Mechitzahs that are made by a human, Be'alacha writes later on Shimon Mem Vav, the Kranz Ritva Nimn Ramban, if they're far from each other, so then the domain that's inside of it is not considered Rishos. Yechad has read Halacha like a Karmelis. However, he points out over there that from Lashon Ramban himself, it sounds like that all Mechitzahs that are not made by humans, like mountains and hills, they don't have a halacha like machitzah. But if they're made by humans, you can say they have a halacha like full-fledged machitzah, even if they're very far from each other. Dish number 38. Even though Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yud Alef that a guma pit from 3 tefachim till 10 tefachim is a karmelis, and he doesn't differentiate between if the Rosh Hashanah passes through or if they don't, you can explain this based on Tosfos Yom Tov and Masechta Shabbos that explains that by charitz or a ditch, we don't differentiate between the Rosh Hashanah passing through or not, because its slope is sharp. And people don't walk through it, but a puddle that's not so a slope, sometimes people do walk through it, and even if so that they're going, so the ditch would possibly be considered as a shusarab. Dish number 39. Tosin Erev and Avav and the Rush over there, they learn out from this halacha ben amudim between the beams. The Rosh Hashanah that narrows in the middle to less than 16 amos is considered as Rosh Hashanah, just like Bebein Amudim that's considered Rosh Hashanah, even though they do not have 16 amos over there. According to this, Rex Oil Shabbos, according to the Rush, that's part in Shulchan Aruch and Seftes, that holds that at least that has to be that it doesn't narrow to less than 13 and amos and a third. Similarly, Bebein Amudim has to be that at least it has 13 amos and a third. However, the Magen Ram disagrees on the Oil Shabbos, and he writes that between the pillars is better, because it's more secondary to Rosh Hashanah. And also the Rosh agrees that you don't have to have a width of 13 amos, and so Shulchan Aruch Rav agrees in Machzor Shekel. He adds in that's the Sabbath in the Rashi, Masechta Shabbat Avzayin, that writes that it's not logical that the pillar should minimize the shear of Rosh Hashanah, because it's like sticking a pole in Rosh Hashanah that doesn't minimize, and that's how Tosfos right, the Harash writes over there. Dish number 40. So he said, for example, let's say you indent your house, and you leave from some of your properties Rosh Hashanah. So if you have, for this area, three walls because of the houses that surround, like townhouses, like the Dirshu brings a picture. So you see one house indented, so you have the face of that house with the two walls of the neighbor's houses. So that's three walls surrounding this area. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Chazon Ish, according to the Shitas, that you don't have Hilach Rabbim and Batal Machitza, it's possible that it would have a Lachal like Shosh Yachad. Look at that he writes, that according to the Shitas, that Hilach Rabbim is Batal Machitza. However, when there are fields from the side of that indentation, then for sure it's going to be considered Karmelis because it doesn't have Machitzas. Dish number 41. We said if a shusam is roofed, it's not similar to the digle midbar, so then it's a karmelis. Now dafka, if the malkum that's roofed is a width of 4 tefachim, then it's considered as an independent area, and it nullifies from it the name of Rosh Hashanah. But if it's not a width of 4 tefachim, Rama writes later on, Simish and Vav, and there's some roof over there, that's bottle of Rosh Hashanah, it's considered Rosh Hashanah. Now if the roofing is temporary, for example, let's say beneath a wagon, it sounds like from the words in the Magen Avraham and Rish Tamach Vav that it nullifies from beneath it the Shemesh Yisrael. On the other hand, Shubas Yishuvas Malka that disagrees with him, and writes that contemporary roofing is not mavatal from beneath it the Shemesh Yisrael. Pinchas Nish, that if the wagon itself is the Shus Yachad, then it nullifies the name of Yisrael beneath it, and the area of this Malka would be like a karmelis. Now, according to what we're saying, you could discuss regarding what's common that a hat could roll off a person's head in the street to beneath a car. Are you allowed to take out from there to Rosh Hashanah to the side of the car, carrying less than Dalai Lamas, is that considered Rosh Hashanah, which would be okay, or is considered like a karmelis, which would be rabbinically prohibited? So that's a very practical situation that could come up. Dishu number 43, we said that it sounds like from the Rush that if the walls were not 10 tefachim high, then it's not Rosh Hashanah, only if the pit is near the walls within 3 tefachim. And so too, in a way that you don't have in the height of the walls 10 tefachim, and the opening of the skylight of the roof opens up, and they build walls on the roof around the skylight. Chazon Ish writes that if the opening of the skylight is within 3 tefachim to the walls of the house, Then the walls of the skylight combine to the walls of the house, and then the cavity of the house becomes a Shosiyachet. However, if the opening is far, even from one of the walls of the house, more than three Tvachim, so then this wall is like it's not there, and the area near it is not Chayvah Shosiyachet, it's rather like a Karmelis. It comes out that you have for the house only three walls, and the fourth wall is totally breached to a Karmelis, then it would be forbidden to carry over there like the Halacha of a Karmelis.